Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, Brian, honestly, because I think it's the best event in golf. I'm not taking away from any of the major championships. You guys just had the PGA out there in St. Louis, and it was a great event. Mm-hmm. But the Ryder Cup's unique. Golf is an individual sport. But once every 2 years for the U.S. players and the European players, it becomes a team sport. And that makes it totally different. There's great passion, there's intensity, there's anger sometimes, and there's an overwhelming desire not to lose. I was talking to Rory McIlroy about this just the other day, and he was saying that playing in the Ryder Cup for him is the most fun he has in golf, and he's played in four of them now, and also the most pressure. And he said, having lost for the first time in 2016 at Hazeltine, I don't want to go through that again. And I think the players feel that way. And when you are at a Ryder Cup, you feel all of that. And the first time I knew I wanted to write a book on the Ryder Cup was actually in 1993 when I was researching A Good Walk Spoiled. And I went to the Ryder Cup at the Belfry in England the last time the U.S. won overseas and knew I wanted to do a book on the event. And it only took me 23 years to get around to doing it.
And that part of your story is in the introduction. You talk about what you saw there that inspired you to write about the Ryder Cup. And you go on to talk about the nerves that some of the golfers have, like Keegan Bradley saying he didn't know if he could walk to the first tee. I mean, it is amazing how all that pressure that you would think you'd feel as an individual ratchets it up when you're representing your country or your continent.
You're representing your country, and you are also, your teammates are depending on you to play well. And Keegan's story was just one of many. Every player I talked to on both teams had a story about that first Ryder Cup that he played in. Todrick Harrington, who's played in five of them, said that he got up over the ball on the first tee, and he said, I was standing there and standing there and standing there, and it occurred to me that none of these people were going to leave until I hit the ball. And I had no choice but to draw the club back. And they've all got stories like that. And Patrick Reed, who's become known as Captain America because he's played so well in the Ryder Cup, his first tee shot on the first hole at Glen Eagles in 2014, he popped it up straight in the air like you or I would, about 100 yards, because he was so nervous. And again, that's what I mean about the tension that everybody feels. And even as a spectator, you feel it sometimes. It's just unreal. When I was walking on that Sunday at Hazeltine with the Rory McIlroy-Patrick Reed match, which was so extraordinary, I literally, my legs were shaking because I'd never seen anything quite like that on a golf course.
Yeah, it's said in the book that you have to feel it. There's a feeling to that event, like any great sporting event. But in golf, it's unusual because it's one of the rare team events, but it just really goes right through you.
Right, and it's the only team event that really matters. I mean, comparing the President's Cup to the Ryder Cup is like comparing a member guest at a golf course to the U.S. Open. It's just not the same thing. The American players talk about how relaxed they feel at the President's Cup because there's so little pressure compared to the Ryder Cup. And having been to a number of them, having been very up close while I was researching this book at Hazeltine to the players and captains on both sides, I can tell you that, I've covered all four majors. There's nothing like it.
Visiting with John Feinstein, the book is The First Major, The Inside Story of the 2016 Ryder Cup. Was focusing on 2016 just a matter of timing, or was there a specific reason you thought that would be a good focus for this book?
You know, good question. I had tried at other times to work something out with American captains to get total access to the team room. And Curtis Strange was a friend, and Tom Watson is I'm close to because of the book I wrote on his caddy, Bruce Edwards. And Davis Love, who captained both in 2012 and 2016, is someone I'm close to. And in each case, they said the same thing. And I, having done that sort of thing, it's kind of a catch-22. I know I could do it without being a distraction, but it's hard to prove it to somebody unless they let you do it. And they were all just a little nervous that if one player or two players were a little distracted by my presence, that it could affect the outcome. And I don't believe that would have happened, but they're the captains. So I finally decided it was better to do a book where I would write about both teams in detail. And I would count on my relationships with the players and captains on both teams to get me inside the team rooms, if not physically, but in a way that the reader would feel as if they were inside the team rooms. And the best compliment I got on the book was from Rory McIlroy, who tweeted after he'd read it, reading this book, I felt like I was in both team rooms, which was great. Rory was obviously in one of them, but not the other. I also felt, coming off of the meltdown at Medina when the U.S. blew the 10-6 lead, and then the whole mishigas with Tom Watson and Phil Mickelson at Glen Eagles, that this was the time. Because the Americans, playing at home after all this had happened, they had to win. I mean, was it General Schwarzkopf who said losing is not an option during that first Iraqi war? And that's what it was for the Americans. They lost 8 out of 10, 7 out of 8, 3 in a row. They had to win playing at home with Europe having a very young team with 6 rookies. So I felt this was the time to do it.
And in our final minute or so, they haven't won on European soil since 1993. Will you be watching the Ryder Cup any differently, having written this book and experienced it now more from the players' viewpoint as well as the fans?
Yeah, no, absolutely, because it's more personal for me now. Because I know so many of the players on both sides, and it's strange. Obviously, I'm an American. I'm happy when the Americans win, but there's nobody I like better in golf than Rory McIlroy, and a guy like Justin Rose or Henrik Stenson isn't far behind. So I'm watching it more from rooting for individual players to do well. And Jordan Spieth on the American side, certainly, who I like a lot. Patrick Reed, who I've come to like a lot, in spite of his reputation. So it's more personal on an individual basis than a country versus country basis. And that does make it different for you.
And before you watch the Ryder Cup in a couple of weeks, I highly recommend you read The First Major by John Feinstein. John, thank you very much for joining me. Enjoying reading the book. I'm getting through it, and I'm usually pumped for the Ryder Cup. I cannot wait for it to get started now. Great stuff.
Brian, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
John Feinstein on KMOX, coming up next on Total Information AM, the news.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.